So let's talk about this, and let's talk about this with Labor's health spokesperson, Dr. David Clark. Welcome to the program.
G'day, Andrew. Thanks for having me on.
MP for Dunedin North, yes?
Absolutely right. Spot on.
You'd be happy to know that a number of texters got it right, even though some people still think it's Marion Hobbs.
Look, Annette King has been such a force in the health space for us.
Oh, she's yesterday's news. We've got precious time, David. She's yesterday's news. I want to talk to you. Yesterday, you say mental health care at 8 sites around the country, a 2-year pilot scheme, $43 million. What's this going to do?
Well, look, this is going to make mental health for people more accessible, basically. A front door for those with mild to moderate needs who go to their GP a bit worried, not sure what's going on. GPs have very limited time. They get a free visit with the GP. They also get access to a mental health coordinator. There's going to be 50 of those spread around those 8 sites, whose job it will be to make sure they don't fall between the cracks. So they'll be off to the chemist and the mental health coordinator will follow up and say, did you get your scripts? You know, how are you coping with the side effects of that medication? Have you been to see someone to talk? Would you like to talk to someone further? All of those kinds of things. At the moment, people turn up, they rush through a GP who of course cares about them, but has a time frame they're working to, and many people are falling between the cracks. That's the thing we know. And you're absolutely right, 60% increase in demand and around 27-28% increase in funding over the past decade.
So is this like an emergency SWAT squad that come rushing in and make sure that what is already in process actually is followed through?
Well, it's actually people with time. I mean, these people might be GPs, they might be nurses, they might be people already practicing mental health, but they will have the time, you know, up to, might be half a day they might spend with you if you need it. Whereas at the moment, as you know, you go to a GP, you pay a fee, you get 15 minutes, it's in and out, just like that. Okay.
Well, here we go. I've talked about the big issue. We know it's a big issue. We had the petition the other day, $43 million. It's just a drop in the bucket, mate.
We will be announcing more as we get toward the election, because we believe that this is such an important issue. The government has neglected health as a whole, actually. They've stripped $1.7 billion out over the past 6 years, according to independent research on the Treasury figures. $1.7 billion is quite a significant amount of money. It's over 10% of the health budget. That was what was required just to deliver existing services.
So, Dr. David Clark, is that the sort of money you're going to be putting back into the service? And then, you know, the next question, where are you going to get the money from?
Yeah, yes, we are. Over time, we've got our own set of fiscal rules we've signed up to, so we're not going to be throwing it all in year one, because you would not get the service delivery if you just threw a whole lot of money at the sector. But we will be gradually ramping up again. And that money comes from having different priorities to the government. We won't be giving tax cuts to the wealthiest New Zealanders as our priority. We will be making sure people have access to basic public health care, and particularly, you know, those things that are crying out most for need.
You know,
this is completely obvious. This is based on a proposal that the sector put to the minister towards the end of last year, and got rebuffed. This is something that was worked up by those people who work every day at the coal face, and I just don't think the minister's listening, to be honest.
Good on you, Dr. David Clark. Enjoy your Labor Congress. Are you all amped for it? You know, are you the government in waiting? Yeah.
Absolutely. Look, we're working towards September. We're sick of opposition. I certainly am.
Yeah.
And I want to make some positive difference. And
that's great. There we go. You know, here's a question I want to pose to you. Seacliff, King's Seat, Carrington, you know, and now the current kerfuffle. I have wondered whether New Zealand has ever got its head around, if you excuse the pun, mental health.